News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, if you're wondering why Sinn Féin surged ahead in the polls yesterday, you can look at the demographics to explain it to a degree. Fine Gael support amongst 18 to 24-year-olds, 15%. Fianna Fáil, 15% amongst the same category. Sinn Féin, 32%. Ellen Coyne is the head of politics at Joe.ie. Ellen, look, I'm always nervous of kind of suggesting why an entire group of people voted one way. If people told me why 37-year-olds voted, I'd say, hold on, I'm unique. But as much as we can, was there a youth voice, a discernible youth voice in this election? And if so, what did it say?
Young people are not one homogenous group, but I think it would be remiss to talk about the election and the youth vote without mentioning housing. I think that young people have just as much capacity as to be selfish as older people. And I think Eamon Ryan nailed it when he said the reason this wasn't the climate change election is because people are much more concerned about the short term. If they're renting and that rental is secure, if they never have a hope of buying a house. And I think that's why when you have a spokesperson like Eoin Óibrín, who's so popular, I think that would have really helped Sinn Féin become the most overwhelmingly popular party with people under the age of 35.
Lots of people as well making the point that people of that age group under 35, like the Good Friday Agreement, the Troubles, all that, they're historical issues. They're not reality for them anymore. They're not hung up. I suppose, applying kind of the same logic, they don't have the same historical allegiances. They might just as easily vote for someone else other than Sinn Féin the next time out.
Exactly, yeah. And I think when people have been kind of talking over the past few weeks and suggesting that young people have somehow been sucked in by Sinn Féin, I feel like some of those young people could kind of argue that they felt that their parents were being sucked in by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And they've effectively destroyed the two-party system. And people make this argument that maybe you get a bit more conservative as you get older. But I really don't see that happening with, you know, the 18 to 24-year-olds, 75% of whom want a border poll in the next 5 years, who backed Sinn Féin overwhelmingly. I think the support for Sinn Féin in that group was the same as the support for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael combined. So I think, yeah, they don't have, like, if you were from a genetically Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael family, I don't think that really matters to young people anymore.
All right, fascinating stuff. Ellen Coyne, Head of Politics with Joe.ie. Ellen, thanks a million.
We're staying with this subject now. We're joined by Niamh Horan of the Sunday Independent. Niamh, what about it? What was so attractive to younger voters about Sinn Féin, do you think?
Oh, I think if you look across the board, right from late teens up until it gets to 50, and then after 50, it changes into health. It was housing, housing, housing. Anyone that's surprised last night or this morning about this vote has either needs their head checked or they've been living in an ivory tower for the last 10 years, because the dogs in the street knew that this was a massive issue and there was going to be a reckoning. You know, I'm no political anorak, right? I know very little about politics. 3 years ago, I was writing, exact quote, if this isn't addressed, if housing isn't addressed as a matter of urgency, millennial voters will make their feelings known at the ballot box. And they have. I mean, we thought it was just our parents. Well, they thought it was just our parents' generation, where property ownership, land, home ownership are hardwired into our DNA. And it's for our generation as well. It's more than just owning a home. It's about security. It's about knowing what's going to happen in the future. It's about being able to plan and put your roots down. And yet, despite that, the home ownership is like at all-time lowest in 50 years, yet 70% of people under 30 living at home with their parents. You didn't need to be Einstein to figure out the maths of the average salary of 45,000. Rent in Dublin, the average rent was 2,000, and you can only get 3.5 times your salary if you want to buy your home. I mean, how could they not know?
Is there confidence, do you think? And I mean, again, very difficult to speak for an entire generation, but is there confidence among those younger voters that Sinn Féin have the answer? Because there's a lot of question marks about, you know, how realistic Sinn Féin's house building programme was, whether it could be done, whether the kind of costs they were talking about were realistic, whether or not the builders could be fined to build those houses.
Absolutely. I think one of their key assets in this election was their housing spokesperson. And he's a good talker. I mean, you know, I think he was incredibly likable. But whether or not those figures add up, I mean, I'd love to sit down with him and see does it all add up. But he seems, you know, quite genuine in what he's trying to do. Do we have faith? I think, you know, we had to have been so desperate to take such a big risk. when you're choosing outside Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and voting for a party in such huge numbers that we haven't seen before, whether they can do the job or not. So let's get them in, let's see, can we do it? But they have a huge task ahead of them. I mean, our planning system is an absolute joke. You've got a situation where the government has spent the last few years widening all the major roads into Dublin rather than putting it to good transport in Dublin. You've a situation where the urban sprawl is getting worse. We've absolutely nothing in the master plan for the next 20 years about how we're going to change it. You have a situation where you can have pipes down the Iron Islands, but you can't have it in the Docklands where we need it, even though almost 90% of Irish people say they now want it. And you've got a situation where, you know, people's situation of quality of life has gone right down because of this urban sprawl. You've got families who, if they want to own a home, they have to go down to places like
Nothing new about any of that. That's been going on for decades.
And nobody listened. And the situation is getting worse and worse and worse. Even last year, you've almost 60% more houses being built, all down the commuter belt.
Is there a warning in this, though, for Sinn Féin? The warning for Sinn Féin must be that this vote is quite fickle, that this vote could disappear just as quickly as it arrived.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, and it just goes to show the amount of power that young voters have as well. You know, they made their feelings known in the last two referendums. They've seen how much they can implement change. They're politically mobilised and they want to exercise their vote and they want people to hear their voices. And remember as well, I mean, you've got a whole generation of young people now, unlike our parents, who are well travelled. We've been going to other cities. We've been seeing how it's been done. We don't buy the old joke anymore that we don't have the money or we can't do it when you see transport systems or you see housing in other cities. And we come back home to
Lots of housing problems in other cities, Niamh. There's very few countries that have this nailed around the world.
Not as bad as Ireland. Mm-hmm. Even if you go to the worst state in America for rent, it's still not as bad as rent in Cork, in Galway, in Dublin, in the way it's been increasing as well. So I think finally the people have spoken and they need to be listened to, and I hope we see change in the next few years.
Okay, Niamh, thanks indeed for that. Niamh Horan of the Sunday Independent Air, and before that, Ellen Coyne of joe.ie.